KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a possibility of rain or snow through midday, and then a slight chance of rain toward the noon hour. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy, a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Well, while we received rain here in Atlantic, some other locations off to our east received snow overnight. And because of that, the Nottoway Valley School District is running 2 hours late this morning due to some slippery roads in that district. Again, a 2-hour late start for Nottoway Valley. The Iowa DOT's 511IA map shows that roadways in the area are mostly in normal driving condition, with the exception of Interstate 80 from about the Anita exit over to Stewart, where that is partially covered with slush and icy bridges there. Same conditions are for Highway 71 north of Interstate 80 between Atlantic and Audubon, Highway 173 from the Highway 44 intersection down to the Atlantic turnoff, and then Highway 71 south of Atlantic, pretty much down to Highway basically the south of the Messina-Cumberland area down toward the Stanton. That's also partially covered. Some scattering of roads partially covered with slush this morning as well, so do give yourself extra travel time, especially if you're heading off to the east. In the news, a pickup truck that was parked on the traveled portion of Interstate 80 in Adair County was struck by a semi Monday night. The driver of the pickup, 59-year-old Daniel Mark Ditmerson of Tama, was flown from the scene by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A report on his condition is not available. The accident happened just before 9 p.m. on I-80 westbound, just west of the Menlo exit. The State Patrol says the 1992 Ford F-150 pickup was hit by a 2015 Freightliner semi, driven by 42-year-old Jack Lee Good Jr. of Westville, Illinois. Following the crash, both vehicles ended up in the north ditch. Dispatch reports at the time indicated the semi was on its side. Neither Good nor his passenger were injured. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by deputies with the Adair County Sheriff's Office, Stewart Police, and Stewart Rescue. After months of searching and the last few weeks interviewing candidates, the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board Monday night approved the offering of a superintendent contract to Trevor Miller, who is elementary principal with the Perry Community School District. Exira EHK Board President Kevin Peterson spoke about the quality of candidates they interviewed and why they ended up selecting Miller.
All of them were good candidates, and we thought he was the best fit for our community and the best fit for our school. We had overwhelming support from the other community and school. Teachers, administration, and the board overwhelmingly thought he was the best choice, and he was willing to take the job.
Miller, who previously worked for the Melcher, Dallas, and Pleasantville school districts, will succeed Exira EHK Superintendent Dean Schnoes, who announced last fall that he would be retiring at the end of the current school year. Miller will begin his duties at Exira EHK on July the 1st. In other business, the school board approved an early retirement request and resignation for Tony Peterson, Exira High School Social Studies teacher and assistant athletic director for the Spartans. School board president Kevin Peterson read from Tony Peterson's letter to the board.
Please accept my letter of resignation along with my intent to apply for early retirement benefit. It is hard to believe that 32 years have passed so quickly, but I believe that the time is right for me to step down from my full-time duties. I want to thank our current as well as past board for giving me the opportunity to work with the students in this district, both in the classroom and on the field, diamond and basketball court. The people I have been blessed to work with as well as with the students themselves have made my career seem more like a fantastic journey than as a job. The friendships and contacts I have made over my career will obviously never be forgotten. There are just a few things that I will always be grateful for. Looking at the past, the present, and the future of Exira EHK will be something I take great pride in, as I believe the opportunities for students will only grow as the years go by. Best of luck in the future in shaping and influencing the lives of our youth. Sincerely, Tony Peterson.
Peterson had his 500th career win as Exira EHK baseball coach last summer. Also of note, the Exira EHK district will have its last day of school June 2nd to make up for lost snow days. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday released details on two recent arrests. On Friday, February 12th, Atlantic Police cited 39-year-old Tracy Bell of Atlantic for disorderly conduct. Bell was given a court date and to appear and later released. And on Sunday, officers arrested 25-year-old Timothy Brown of Atlantic on two counts of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon. Brown was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. A recent traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Cass County resulted in at least one arrest and the recovery of 14 pounds of marijuana. Cass County Deputy Tyler Shields and his canine partner conducted the traffic stop. Additional information is expected sometime later today. In the funeral announcements, Artis Knudsen, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Artis Knudsen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Havens, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday at his home. Services for John Havens will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joanne Kennefic, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time for Joanne Kennefic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. And Arden Marco, age 87, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Arden Marco are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.